presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
BBC News Business.
November 2nd, 1116 America, New York. CVS and Walgreens agree to pay $10 billion to settle opioids lawsuits. Local governments and others who had brought more than 3,000 lawsuits must now decide whether to accept the deals.
New York Times Business. November 2nd, 1101 America, New York. What Fed rate increases mean for mortgages, credit cards and more. Savers will benefit and borrowers can expect to pay more on credit cards, student loans and other forms of debt.
Daily FX Market News.
November 2nd, 1050 America, New York. South Africa Top 40 Index, SA 40, wrestles with resistance below 62,000. South Africa's major stock index, SA 40, continues to move higher despite heightened geopolitical risks and a resilient dollar. Can the South Africa Top 40 Index rise above 62,000?
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 2nd, 9:34 America, New York. New York Times adds 180,000 digital subscribers. The news organization expanded its base of digital subscribers in the third quarter but generated less revenue for each of them.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 2nd, 9:10 America, New York. SEC obtains record monetary sanctions. The agency raked in $6.4 billion in the latest fiscal year, as Chairman Gary Gensler focuses on high-profile cases and steep penalties for alleged misconduct.
New York Times Business.
November 2nd, 9 o'clock America, New York, debunking voting misinformation about the midterm elections. Here are some of the main falsehoods and rumors that have spread on social media in the lead-up to Election Day. Voting misinformation and rumors have been building on social media, including about ballot drop boxes and mail-in voting.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 2nd, 8:47 America, New York. Paramount's profit falls on rising costs. The media company said revenue gains for its direct-to-consumer and film business were offset in part by a decline in its television division.
New York Times Business.
November 2nd, 8:16 America, New York. Investors await the Fed's next move. Markets expect another big interest rate increase on Wednesday. But investors are also anxious about the central bank's coming moves. A Fed pivot?
BBC News Business.
November 2nd, 8:12 America, New York. Russian U-turn allows grain deal to resume. Moscow halted its support, accusing Ukraine of using the Black Sea route to attack Russia's fleet.
Daily FX Market News.
November 2nd, 8:08 America, New York. USD outlook. 0.9850 support holds firm as markets await clarity. The pair has retreated further from parity to retest last week's trendline break. Will the FOMC meeting give the pair some much-needed direction?
The Library of Economics and Liberty. November 2nd, 8 o'clock America, New York. A way for Biden to help black people. Last week, President Biden said, "Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money but you don't know it until you purchase your ticket." BBC News Business.
November 2nd, 7:55 America, New York. Tinder. More people pay for dating app despite cost of living crisis. But the dating app's owner warns that the global economic slowdown is starting to take its toll.
Global economy.
November 2nd, 7:48 America, New York. Russia agrees to rejoin Ukraine grain export deal. Turkey's Erdogan says Moscow is returning to agreement intended to forestall food crisis.
Daily FX Market News.
November 2nd, 7 o'clock America, New York. Gold prices hold nascent uptrend as markets look to Fed. The yellow metal has seen relentless pressure this year as interest rates have risen, but hopes for, perhaps, a pause, have lent some support.
Global economy.
November 2nd, 6:21 America, New York. Maersk warns global trade indicators at dark red on looming recession. Danish group expects earnings, demand and shipping freight rates to shrink.
Global economy.
November 2nd, 4:40 America, New York. Aston Martin cuts full-year forecasts as losses mount. Luxury carmaker shares slide as supply chain disruption hits earnings.
Marginal revolution.
November 2nd, 2:32 America, New York. Redistribution and credit card debt. Is Chase Sapphire a Pareto improvement, or does it also involve redistribution? Here is a new paper on that topic. We study credit card rewards as an ideal laboratory to quantify the cross-subsidy from naive to sophisticated consumers in retail financial markets.